Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do recaps, reviews, and breakdowns of your favorite reality TV shows.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Gene, a.k.a. Watson Geek. I'm here, my boy, Chad.
Views expressed on this podcast are for entertainment and don't reflect our opinions about the cast outside of the personas presented on the show. Thank you to all our supporters. Like, comment, share, subscribe, and give us a good review.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds, it's your boy Neves, a.k.a. Watch with Neves, and I'm here at my co-host Jazz, a.k.a. Mr. Steal Your Girl.
One time, man, you will never let it go, will you?
listen, well, you know what? We do have a late episode today. Usually we do our episodes around 10:30. Today we're doing it at midnight because me and Jazz are, you know, fasting for Ramadan, so it's a busy, busy day. But also we brought in a special guest all the way from the West Coast. You've seen her before. She's done two episodes already. She's been on The Bachelor. Kirpa, welcome.
Woo! Hi, guys.
We love you. What have you been up to?
A lot. So I kind of moved away from all the Bachelor stuff and kind of got in touch with what actually lights me up. So nice. I went back to school and I got I'm almost done. I am getting a certification in life coaching. And So I'm going to be starting my own business soon once I graduate. And yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Proud of you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Me and Jazz have a love-hate relationship with The Bachelor, so we don't blame you for some of the stuff that has been going on. We watch it so other people don't have to. That's our motto.
Yeah.
We still cover it, but we also like to call out a lot of bullshit that happened on the show because people of color get treated pretty horribly on that show.
And oh, yeah.
If we're not the ones talking about it, nobody is. So
right.
That's a big reason why me and Jazz still cover it. In fact, this season we had Leica, who gave us a lot of inside information about what happened on the show, and they did her dirty, and we were her voice. They did a lot of dirty stuff this season, so we'll see.
Well, did you guys see that Mike Fleiss?
Yes,
he's out. Hopefully it gets better. Like, hopefully it changes for people of color that go on the show. I'm really hoping now that he's gone.
I really thought that they were just being lazy about, like, being inclusive, but they were actually working against inclusivity. That is wild. That's bananas to me.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense because I totally disagree with the sentiment that minorities don't bring in ratings, because if you look at the last two seasons of Love is Blind, two brown girls have been on the top of the ratings because of that. They got the most followers. They got the most news coverage. Everything was about Dipti and Zainab. Like, literally.
Right.
So you can't tell me brown people don't bring in ratings. That makes absolutely no sense. So that's one of the reasons we like Love is Blind. Love is Blind is actually, you know, body diversity, skin color, religion. They do it all, right? They have their problems, but they don't have the same problems The Bachelor has.
Yeah, I think Netflix has done such a good job of, from the get-go, being very, like, inclusive and having, like, body positivity and having all different races. And I think where The Bachelor fucked up is they started off on the wrong foot, and probably because of Mike Fleiss or whatever. And that's why now it appeals to that certain demographic of, like, Midwestern racists.
Yeah. So. You've got to grow. You got to change.
And who's Mike Fleiss?
Oh, Jazz. He is the creator of The Bachelor. Whoa. Yeah, yeah. So they got rid of him. Yeah, he's out. Yeah, he's out. He's not problematic.
Not a great person. So.
Have you ever met him?
No, I've just heard a lot of bad things about him.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. He's always in some kind of drama. And if you watch, what's that show? There was a show, a parody of The Bachelor. I forgot what it was called.
Oh, fuck.
Scripted?
Yes.
I forgot what it's called.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Right? They had a Mike Fleiss type of character on the show, and you could tell that guy was really shady. And the person who produced that show was a producer on The Bachelor, so she's probably bringing a lot of stuff from from real life. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But, no, we really enjoyed the people that they bring on for Love is Blind. Not only do they have problematic men like they did in the last two seasons, but this season they brought even some problematic women. So, hey, way to go.
Yay? Am I supposed to be happy about this?
I don't know. Jeff, can you put your mic up a little bit? It's just a little bit up. I feel like it's fair. You know, you don't want to see, you know, women can be problematic too. It gives us a break, and then probably next season we'll be back to being the problems.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. So let's get started. I want to get into this because this is three episodes. So we got a lot to break down, and I want to get Kripa's opinion on a lot of this stuff. So. First episode starts off with Tiffany and Brett moving in together. And then I think Chelsea and Kwame move in together. And Jackie and Marsha move in together. I did like how Kwame went after Chelsea for wearing her shoes on the bed. You can't do that, girl. You can't be wearing your shoes on the bed. Oh, man. You know, ethnic household, we don't do that. We gotta take your shoes off.
No shoes in the house. No.
Exactly.
Yep. That's why Jackie was like, yo, did you clean? Do you vacuum? Do you know how to vacuum? They were going over that stuff. It's interesting because when you're in a relationship, you got to go over that stuff. You got to be like, yo, what are your habits? What are the things that you do? You don't learn that stuff on The Bachelor. That's not what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the most interesting part was where they left off the last episode, where Zach and Bliss meet each other. And whoa, you can cut the tension with the knife. Zach was saying, like, hey, I made a mistake. And Bliss is like, no shit, you made a mistake. she wasn't letting him off easy. She was making him work for it, as she should. He fucked up.
Exactly.
I totally get that. She was not about it. What was your thoughts on the Bliss and Zach scenario, Kirpa?
I like that she gave him a hard time because you're right. He proposed to someone else. That went to shit, and now it's like he's coming, crawling back, like, oh, I did fuck up, sorry. So I'm glad she wasn't, like, totally, like, okay, I'll take you back, and giving him a hard time and, like, knowing her worth. So right. I really, really like that.
Jazz, what about you?
Okay, are we talking about the specific first part, or just, like, overall the relationship?
Not overall, just the part where they met at a diner. So we'll talk about their date and then their yacht date later.
Yeah, okay. I thought she wasn't hard enough.
Yeah?
Straight up, I feel like Zach got off easy.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with you, but I don't think in that first meeting he got off easy. I think in that first meeting he got off with the right amount. And then she, when they went on that date and he ruined the steaks, I feel like she should have went harder on him because that was funny.
Oh my God. It pains me to see a beautiful steak like that ruined in a sous vide. Like, how do you screw that up? It's not hard to fully, like, tighten a Ziploc bag. Like, going, my guy.
Zach. All right. All right. So other than Zach, yes. The other thing that happens is Micah tells Paul about Irina liking him, which I thought that was interesting. I was surprised Irina brought that up. And he was kind of like, I don't give a shit. I don't like her. I don't like her at all. And I thought that was really funny. But then she was like, oh, now I'm questioning our relationship. I was like, why would you question the relationship?
Right?
Zach is clearly not interested.
Yeah.
It was bizarre. Kipra, what are your thoughts about that?
I think it's just maybe an insecurity of hers, maybe from past relationships. So it just kind of maybe brought up those old insecurities, like, oh shit, is he maybe interested in someone else? But like, he did a good job of like shutting it down. And he was like, no, I'm not interested at all. Like, you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah. I think her reasoning was that since Irina likes him, they must have had some kind of connection. But I think Irina just likes him based off looks alone, and right, they had no connection.
Straight up.
Yeah. She just was physically attracted to him.
Why is she on Love is Blind? Like, like it's not even hard to tell. Like, she clearly just goes for guys she's attracted to. Why would you go on a show like this? Like, this is not a show for you. Like,
I feel like there's two kinds of people. There's people who just want to be on TV. Then there's people who generally think that they are someone who is not interested in looks. And then when push comes to shove, they're like, oh shit, I actually am very interested in looks. And that's not a bad thing. I don't think anything wrong with that. But you learn that about yourself, right? Shake is definitely not somebody who is into personalities over looks. Like, looks were very important to him. And he realized that. And he could have just been like, listen, I'm a lot more shallow than I expected. I'm not super attracted to her. And I think he could have had a good edit that way. But no, this guy, he decided to be a complete ass, right? So I feel like it's the way you got it. And then there's some people who just want to be on TV. So we'll see.
I'm honestly impressed. You think Shake could have gotten a good edit?
I know, that's crazy to me. That's bizarre.
I mean, at least Irina was pretty like straightforward in all her interviews, and like it was very apparent that she was not into him at all. So at least she didn't like fake it just to stay on TV.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's the only, because Shake, he played it all out and then was like, he looked like a huge asshole. So I mean, she still didn't look great, but at least she was honest about how she felt about him.
There's nothing more obvious than getting a side hug from your fiance.
Oh, God.
That would be so bad. Oh, man. All right. What do you guys think about Marshall and Jackie? But he made food for her. He cooked for her. That was really cute. That was sweet.
Them pancakes.
Pancakes.
Yeah. I think he's so sweet.
He is very sweet.
And like really trying to make that relationship work.
Yeah. And Jackie was receptive to it. She was like, this is good. And she wanted more. So I was like really, really rooting for this episode. This episode, there was nobody I was rooting for more than Marshall and Jackie. Next episode, maybe not so much, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. All right. And then Zach talks to Paul. And one of the things that I thought was interesting was that Micah was one of the people who was really hard on Zach and making fun of him. And then when she found out about the whole Irina thing, she was like, Zach's sweet. Zach's like, she was kind of defending him. And then Paul was also like, I love Zach. Like, Zach's amazing. All the guys like Zach. None of the guys have any issues with Zach. Even the girls like Zach, but they admit that he's a little weird, right? And some people are just weird, right? As long as you're not treating them awfully or, you know, being brash with them, it's fine. Everyone's a little weird. But yeah, Zach and Paul were talking, and they had a great conversation, and he was giving them some advice about Irina. And I think that's when Zach was like, maybe I need to call it. And he's getting an idea, so he's putting his foot. And then Irina and Micah talk, and that was really weird conversation. That was a bizarre conversation. Just bringing up stuff like how she liked Micah. I don't know. It looked a little edited to me. Kipper, you're the expert. Do you think it was super edited?
For sure. Definitely edited. And that's why they have like those, they use certain glasses that aren't see-through, so they can splice it all together in whichever way they want. And you'll never know. It was just a little awkward. It definitely looked edited.
It definitely looked edited. They were trying to make Irina look like someone who was going to steal Paul. And then Micah brings up, Paul's not interested in you at all. And she took a little bit of offense to that. That was kind of mean, I think. But it was they have a really weird friendship. It's very mean girl-ish. Regina George and Gretchen, right? Kind of weird.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It was Regina George and Gretchen there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bizarre friendship. Who would you rate as the meaner girl? Is it Irina or is it Micah?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah?
Yo, that's real tough. Because, like, Micah seems like the nicer one, but she could also be more subtle with how she's mean.
Yeah.
And we don't see everything, but I get that vibe, you know?
I feel like Micah is a very discreet mean girl, and Irina is a very blunt mean girl.
Right. Now, who's meaner? I can't tell you.
I honestly think that Micah would probably be worse because you can't trust her. Irina has not lied. Even though she's done some shady stuff and was really, really, you know, underhanded in some things, but she was very upfront and honest about all the things she did.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the devil you know and the devil you don't, right?
I think I agree. I think it's Micah, especially in like earlier episodes. You can like kind of see how she's like the puppeteer, and like she'll tell Irina to like, oh, go do that, or oh, go spy on them, or say this. And it's like, okay, you're clearly trying to look good, like keep that face and that like, okay, I'm a good girl, but like, yeah, I'm a little mean maybe sometimes, but I think there's more to her than she's like willing to show. And she's really good at hiding that mean girl. And Irina's just very, like you said, totally blunt and like, okay, I'm a mean girl, whatever, I'm gonna say this.
Yeah. The other reason why I say that is because when, and we see this later on, Zach and Irina basically call it, they break up, they start getting along really well.
Yeah.
That was bizarre. They're just like brushing their teeth and just talking and joking around and getting a lot. So I was like, maybe once she's not like in this pressure of the situation, she's actually a good person. Who knows, right? That was bizarre. So I don't know.
I trust no one. I don't believe it. I trust no one. Nope.
That's true. SK let us down last season, man. He was our guy. And then
that was rough.
Oof, poor Raven.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't trust anybody. Nobody ever again.
God, the men last season were garbage, man. Just garbage. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right.
It's Dallas. What did you expect?
I don't know a lot of people in Seattle, but a lot of the people are like, this is typical Seattle people. This is the typical Seattle people. All
really?
Over, everywhere. Yeah.
I believe
in all
it.
The comments. So it was really funny. All right. So then Chelsea has her parents come in, and she's freaking out about that. Her dad turns out to be very supportive. He was really nice, very cute guy. There was nothing really wrong with that. Paul's mom was adorable, too, because she went FBI and literally, like, looked up all the information just by her name. Just by her name. That is adorable.
Her name's not, like, you know, common. Like, it's, especially the way it's spelled, like, you can... You know,
I guess you can find that. But it was really funny. She, like, it reminded me of the meme where like someone wants to look somebody up and there's that Priyanka Chopra meme with the FBI. That's her mom. That was her mom. I was like, I'm surprised she didn't find any dirt on Micah, man.
Right?
No, that's the thing. Micah's subtle and she knows how to like clean up her social media and her profile.
That's true.
She knows
that's
what she's
true.
Doing.
Thinking ahead.
Yes, yes. All right. So now Zach does a date with Bliss where he makes a mistake. Everything is ruined. Bliss is just giving him a hard time. But I really think she's giving him a hard time because he deserves it. I think she has a soft spot for him, and she doesn't want to give in too easily. She doesn't want to be a sucker. And they had a decent date, even though he messed up the steak and they had to eat shrimp.
This is what I mean. Too easy.
Too easy? Yeah.
Too easy.
I don't know. It's honestly, it's crazy when you make a mistake in a date. One time, this is what I did. So I was talking to this girl for a while. I flew into Sierra, rented a nice car, and I bought her flowers on a first date, right? I put the flowers in the passenger seat. I did not know that the flowers had water in them. So the front seat got completely wet. And I'm having like an anxiety attack. I'm like, what am I going to do? Am I going to ask her to sit in the back like an Uber? And like, I went into a store, I bought paper towel. I'm like sucking up all the water. And I'm like, oh my God, I got a date in like 15 minutes. The passenger seat is soaked. I am an idiot. So I kind of feel what Zach went through with the steaks because I have been in that situation.
Okay, fine. I will admit I may have ruined steak before too.
Okay. Oh, like, man.
No, but with Bliss, though, like, even it's not about the steak. I still feel like it's too easy. Like he chose her second. Like, I, in my world, right? If I were to do that, the girl I would pick second would never give me the time of day, right? Like, she wouldn't even meet me at, like, the diner they met at. Like, this was just would not happen. So I don't see it. Like,
what do you think about Zach's answer to that, where he says, I didn't pick you second because, you know, me and Arena dated each other and we were not who we think we were. I chose somebody who didn't exist, basically, right? I thought this was a person that I really liked. When I met them, they turned out not to be that person. So could you really be chosen second when the person you chose doesn't exist?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, yeah, she was still pick second.
She was still pick second, yeah. I was okay. Like, no, that's a easy, like, cop-out answer. No.
I don't know. I'm a softie. I would be like...
I'm with Kirp on this one.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, nah, all right. Sorry.
All right. Fair. I mean, here's the thing. I think if he could just articulate why he picked her second, maybe he could make it work. He was like, I picked you second not because of you, but because of my own insecurities, right? I picked you second because I didn't think I was good enough for you. If he could articulate something
that's
like that.
That's also
and
a
mean
cop
it,
out, though.
But I think he means it. I think he really does think he wasn't good enough for her. I think that I really think he did that.
I think he self sabotaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he knew that her family may not accept him. And right. That was him self sabotaging once he found that out.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay, yeah. If he says something about that, like, I was self sabotaging because I was afraid of this.
Yeah.
That I will 100% believe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
yeah.
To say I picked you second because I picked somebody else that didn't exist, doesn't matter, my guy. You still pick your second.
Fair.
That one sucks.
Mm-hmm. fair. All right. He needs to get his shit together, man. He needed to find the right things to say because, in my opinion, that yacht proposal came too soon. That came way too soon.
Right? I was like, no, there's no way. What's happening? Now why, like,
they should have gotten a few more dates and there should have been some more time. It just felt really rushed and very uncomfortable.
It was what, 4 days?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but like he tries to kiss her and it's like an awkward kiss, and then he stands up in front of her and she's like, oh, what are you doing? Are you trying to get some sun? It was so weird. And then he gets on his knees and she's like, what are you doing? It was awkward.
Yeah. It felt forced.
It did feel forced. But she said yes. I did not see that coming.
That was shocking.
I mean, I didn't expect the proposal to go like that, but I feel like, yeah, like, you know, Kirpa saying that it was too soon. You know, maybe eventually they could have gotten here.
Yeah.
But I just did not expect her to say yes that quickly.
I know. Me either. Or maybe it was something like, hey, if you don't say yes, no more screen time for you or something. I don't know.
I bet you it's that. Like, right? if she's going to say no, then they can't move forward and get to the weddings. So I think it's like her only option was if she really wanted to see it, like, play out and see if it could work with him, like, just say yes and then they'll figure it out later.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like the perfect thing. Yeah, I think you're right. All right. Then we get to Kwame, and he's starting to have issues where she wants to go to Seattle and he wants to stay in Portland, and that seems to be an issue. And I kind of felt for Kwame here because he kind of feels like he is the one who is constantly compromising. And then she isn't. Everything that's happening, compromise. I think they talked about kids, and he's like, all right, I'll compromise on that. They talked about where to move, compromise on that. What are your thoughts about Kwame and Chelsea's issues?
It honestly just sounds like they're not a good match for each other. Like, they want different things out of life, and that's totally okay. Like, she seemed like she wanted kids on a certain, like, timeline based on her age. And I think he wants to, like, travel and have a life and then maybe settle down eventually. But I think they're just looking for different things and trying to make it work.
Yeah. What do you think, Jazz?
I did a bad thing and I Googled stuff.
No!
No spoilers! No, no spoilers!
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to spoil it.
Don't spoil this one. You know, you know what? I did Google something, and this is just a meme that I saw. But someone said, if you take Bartice and you take SK and they had a love child, you would get Kwame. Yeah. Because of the hair, it's just so funny.
Oh my god, I'm dead.
Oh man, the memes are crazy.
Okay, but now back to Kwame and Chelsea, right?
Yeah.
Chelsea is so good. Like, I feel like she's so ready for settling down. She's ready for everything in life. And Kwame just hasn't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
And he's so dumb. I hate how dumb he is when it comes to relationships. I'm sure he's a smart guy with, like, other things, like, you know, like soccer, his work, whatever. But no, my guy, like, you got to do better. You're about to lose a quality woman. Don't.
That is true. Unless he's got Micah as his backup that he thinks he might be able to get. We don't know.
Speaking
of Micah, Micah and Paul are also having issues because, first of all, his apartment. She was completely ragging on his apartment.
In her defense, it's fair.
I mean, the knives were a little weird. I'll give her that.
Did he find his couch on the street or something?
Yeah, he found his couch on the streets. Like,
no.
That's wild.
No, thank you.
No.
But she also wants to move to Arizona. And he's like, no, I want to stay here in this rustic cabin that I built. That's really an apartment.
Is rustic the word that we're going to go with here?
I don't know. I mean, I was expecting to find a picnic table inside there for a dining room table. It was really funny.
Next thing you know, he's building a campfire in the fireplace. Like,
yeah. Oh, man. All right. Then we find out about Kwame and his mom. And his mom is not okay with this. But they did not show her side of the conversation. That was weird.
Maybe she didn't agree to, like, having her voice on the show or whatever. But I thought that was so weird that it was just, like, him talking into the phone with nothing else.
Yeah. That was really weird. I don't know.
That might be him protecting his mom.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I think he'd been like, hey, producers, I know this is a shit situation, but, you know, she's from a different place, you know, probably a different mental era.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, I think
she
he's
could have
trying
said
to protect her. Yeah,
that's true.
All right. Let's see, what else do I got? I did like the conversation of Tiffany and Brett. Tiffany and Brett just have the funniest conversation where she's called him bougie and she's like, what's the most expensive thing that you've spent on? And he goes, $1,200 for luggage.
Okay, but that's insane.
That is insane.
Like, Taylor and I were watching and we were like, luggage? Like, your luggage is getting thrown around.
Yes.
Or it's getting scratched. Like, what?
Yeah. And then you saw his shoe collection. Like, he's bougie, man. Like,
yeah.
Bougie.
Those shoes were cool, though.
Yeah, they were very cool. I like the little compartment that he has
for
his shoes.
Yeah, I respect the organization. I thought it was really cool.
Listen, if he could back it up, then that's fine. As long as he's not going into debt buying this stuff, right? Which I think is fine. Like, you have the money to do it, that's fine. He also was like, hey, listen, if we get together, you know, we don't have to split everything 50-50. He was like, it could be 75-25. Then he goes down to 60-40. I was like, whoa, he went down real quick. I thought that was funny.
I mean, he has to, like, try to balance it out. But it really does seem like he's doing well for himself. And he wants to be the provider. Like, he wants to take care of his girl, and, you know, it's cool. Like,
that's sweet.
I get it.
Yeah. You know what I think it is? I think he really wants, like, 75-25, but then he was like, if I start there, then the I don't have room to negotiate. I gotta start somewhere else. Let's start 60-40 and work our way down.
Yeah.
Wasn't that? I feel like he may have just been worried about coming off, like, you know, misogynistic like that. Like, women
make
less. Yeah. Maybe. I think he was worried about that. But, like, in reality, like, you know, he probably just really just wants to take care of his girl. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah, I get that. Get it. And like you're not gonna like get married and ask your wife to Venmo you. Like, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's a relationship, yeah, no, thank you.
I thought that was really funny. Oh man, I like their banter. They're cute, man. They go back and forth. They're very cute.
Yeah, I love the conversations that they have. I love how he like treats her, respects her, and how like I love them.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're really, really great.
They're going to make it. Like, of all the
they
couples.
They better make it. If they don't make it, no one else deserves to make it.
I know.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Oh, man. But that's how I felt about Jared and Ileana when they were on their season. They were perfect, too. And they, sadly. So you never know. All right. So back to Zach and Bliss on their boat. They're talking about Gremlins. I don't think either of them saw the movie Gremlins because they're having a horrible time describing this movie, which I thought was really, really funny. And then, you know, he does the awkward kiss. He does the proposal. And she just goes, what are you doing? They end the episode there. Obviously, we find out she said yes, which was bizarre. We already talked about how we didn't expect that. But when they go into that party, how shocked were people that like they actually got together? Do you think people were shocked, or some of them kind of knew that that's what's gonna happen?
I think once Irina was out, they were like, he's gonna try and get her back, like, for sure.
It's amazing everybody knew that was gonna happen.
All
right. And then they got him down to a T, like, oh, we know you, Zach.
Even
the girls know him. It's like
they all knew. Another couple that I really like, and we're starting to see the cracks in their relationship, was Marshall and Jackie.
Yeah.
Lots of anxiety, lots of rumors that I found out on TikTok about
them.
Me
too!
Yeah, some bizarre rumors. So we'll talk about those. But let's talk about their relationship. Like, so Jackie's having all tons of anxiety. Marshall's being this like stand-up guy where he's like, oh, I'll go for a walk, I'll leave you alone. I've dated someone like that, and that's what I would do. I would just go in my car and just wait until they're like better and like they're vibing better. Sometimes that's what you got to do. But, you know, they had a really bad fight, and Marshall is a great guy, but he said something where I was like, oh, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You fucked up.
Yeah, he did.
What are your thoughts about the project comment? I thought you were like a project. Oh, careful. What are your thoughts on that?
That was bad. Right when he said it, I was like, oh no.
This is over.
We can't take that back. Like, you just called her a project. Now that's going to be in the back of her mind
forever.
Damn. Forever. Like, that wasn't good.
There's just some things you can't take back, man. And that was wild. I was like, oh. And he tried to backtrack and he tried to say, like, oh, what I mean is you have limitless potential and you can be this and that.
No.
And she kind of takes him back afterwards, but I think in the back of her mind she's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you gotta watch what you say, because there's some things you can't take back.
Yeah, that was shitty. I was like, oh god, no.
I know, he was such a king, like the first five episodes.
Right, I was like rooting for him, and then I was like, oh no, okay.
Yeah.
And then she was also telling him that, like, you're not aggressive enough. You're not man enough. And I think that had to get hit into his psyche, too. I feel like, you know, he is kind of a guy who's not, like, hyper-masculine. He writes sonnets and he does poetry. So I guess, like, in his head, you know, he's always been someone whose manhood is always questioned. And I feel like what she was doing was kind of digging at him, too. And she's like, you're not aggressive enough. We don't have sex. And he goes, whose problem with that? Is that my fault or your fault? And I've heard a lot of rumors about this, but what are your thoughts about that? Kirpa, you want to go?
I mean, I've heard the rumors too. So.
All right. So
explain.
Let's
I don't know the rumors.
Right. Allegedly. This could be completely false.
Yeah.
We don't know. Allegedly. But there's tons of people on TikTok saying he found her STD medication. And because of that, they weren't doing it.
Oh. Yeah.
And we don't know. We don't know. First of all, medication can be used for all types of things. You could have shingles. You could have a cold sore. Who knows,
sure.
right? It could be for anything. But that's the rumor. I don't know if it's true because Marshall's still very much trying to get with her, into her. But that is... I don't know. Maybe it could be something that's going to clear up in a few days. And because of that, they couldn't, you know, do it. Who knows? But yeah, that's the rumor for that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's bizarre.
It definitely did seem like, though, he got really triggered by her use of, like, I want you to be more aggressive and kind of, like, she wasn't, like, questioning his manhood. Like, I get kind of where she's coming from. She's, like, the type of girl who's very outspoken, will tell you what she wants. Mm-hmm. So she was kind of just straight up telling him, like, okay, in the bedroom, be more aggressive. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I like. And I think he... maybe just because people have like questioned his manhood, he got triggered and that's where it spiraled. But
it's an insecurity. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like it a little bit.
Yeah. That's why I always say you got to add a little light choking into the bedroom.
When have you ever said that? What?
In a game. Remember our Game of Thrones episode? We said it a while ago.
Okay.
Oh man. Oh, okay. Yes. All right. So he calls her a project. And then Bliss is still feeling like a second choice. And then Micah and her friends. All right. Let's talk about.
Oh God.
Them.
That was horrendous.
Her friend was so rude. And then Paul was kind of just playing it off and trying to give her like the same energy that she was giving. And then it got really weird. And then she said something and he goes, you know, I don't really care what you think. All I care is Micah thinks. She goes, what? You don't care what I think? I'm her best friend. You don't care what I think? And they kind of all went against him for that, which I thought was really weird. Kipra, what are your thoughts on that? That was a weird conversation.
I think that Micah should have had his back. Like, he was getting shit on by that girl, her friend, like continuously. And Micah was just letting him have it, like not defending him whatsoever. I was like, this is so bizarre. Like, this is your fiance. And if you're so in love with him, like you say you are, and you really want to get married to him, why aren't you defending him? Or like, playing him up to your friends, like, no, he's a great guy, blah, blah, blah. So it was just so weird and like awkward and uncomfortable to watch like Paul have to take that and just like grin and bear it, basically.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, we got some comments, by the way. We got Miss Brown Sugar. I didn't think people would be up this late, but yeah, she says hi, Paul.
Yeah.
She got extra hype to see Kirpa. She said, you are one of my favorites on Colton season. Awesome.
Thank you.
Miss Brown Sugar. Thanks for staying up so late and seeing us.
Yeah.
All right.
So that happened. I just don't think she was a good friend. I think she's one of those friends that kind of like manipulates her friend. And it was just a bizarre, weird relationship. And then she starts crying and saying, this is not for you. I expected something else for you. It was just manipulation and weird because her fiance gave her a little bit of sass. I don't know.
It's a hive. Like, all the bees do the same thing, and she's the queen bee. We thought Micah was the queen bee, but no, she wasn't. She was just the attendant to the queen bee. And here we are. Like, it's this whole hierarchy of mean girls. It's wild.
That is wild. That is wild. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So now let's get to the party. The party, which was bizarre. Oh man, like
Marshall
I can't
had the best
wait.
Line. He was like, what the fuck is this? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, yep.
So let's talk about Josh, because I posted a video of that. It went viral. I think it had like I don't know how many, like 80k views, 130k views actually. And
solid.
Basically a lot of comments in there were saying that they think he might go both ways, because there was a lot of weird vibes from Josh when he got super drunk when he was talking to Marshall. And I don't know, it was bizarre. To me, I felt like he was trying to do that intimidation where you're trying to like be friendly with somebody but also intimidate them. But then it just got like really flirty.
Yeah, it got real flirty. I was like, oh, okay, all right.
It was so bizarre. He's like, Mr. Steal Your Girl. And then he's like, did you say something about me? He's like, no, I didn't say nothing about you. Then we don't got a problem. He was like, yeah, man, I love you, dude. I love you. It was just bizarre.
I mean, is it Mr. Steal Girl or Mr. Steal Man now? Like, I don't even know. Like, this is a real love triangle.
It was bizarre. Kipra, what are your thoughts about Josh and Marshall's interaction?
Oh, well, just to start off with Josh, like, it seems like none of the guys vibe with him.
Nobody.
All of the comments made about him are like, who brought him back? Or like, get him out of here. And he was like wasted and obnoxious. And like the shit he was saying, I was like, what? Like, what are you trying to do? Like, are you just saying shit to get airtime? Because that's what it seemed like. He was just like, rambling random shit. I'm like, dude, no. And then, yeah, that interaction with Marshall, it was just bizarre. Like, okay.
Okay. The funniest part is like you'll see like Micah do an interview and you can still hear Josh in the background.
Yes.
It's so bizarre. I was dying at that.
They have no footage where you can't hear Josh.
Yeah.
Like zero footage.
Couldn't they just turn his mic off? Like
seriously, just mute him.
Oh my God. That was so funny. All right, and then Zach and Bliss show up, and people were very surprised to see them. That was really cool. But Marshall tells everybody early in the beginning that him and Jackie didn't come together because they had a falling out. But then Jackie shows up. I think he gives her a kiss on the forehead and then kind of tells her to wear his jacket. And she's like, no, it doesn't go with the outfit. He's like forcefully made her put
on
his
weird.
Jacket. That was weird.
I was like, she doesn't want your jacket, dude. Like, she said she's good.
Right? Like, it's, and she wore it the rest of the time, but like, it didn't go with her outfit. Like, I agree with her. I'm like, yo.
Yeah. She wanted to, like, feel herself, look hot. Like, I don't want to wear this. But I wonder if it was because Josh was there and he was, like, trying to cover her up. Yeah. I don't know. It was weird.
Like, that's not a Jackie problem. Like,
right.
If Josh is being a dumbass, like, she can
handle that's on him.
Yeah.
No, I think he was just trying to mark his territory. Like, oh, she's wearing my jacket, so maybe Josh wouldn't try to do something, right? So, I don't know. Maybe. It was.
That's
it
funny.
Was,
it was if bizarre. That's what it was. Like,
yeah.
So... yeah. I don't know. And then he was talking about, how, like, hey, if Jackie wants to self-sabotage, she could do that. And he seems like he was still into her. So that's why I also don't know if the rumors about the STD stuff is true, because he still really wants her back. It's what it really felt like. So
I mean,
don't know.
If it's a rumor, does he even know about it?
I don't know. The rumor is he knew about it, and that's what they were fighting over when they said
Well, Marshall would, but like.
Oh, I don't know. Josh, I don't think.
No, Josh doesn't know. Josh doesn't know.
Okay.
No. All right. Josh is super drunk. He calls himself certified lover boy. that was funny. And then Amber shows up. Who is Amber?
Oh,
she's the one that Paul wanted to pick, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot about her.
Yeah. They had like a really good connection, and then he fucked that up.
What did he say?
She's like, she fucked that up. Like, he didn't get engaged like 2 minutes later. Kirpa, do you think that, you know, Paul belongs with Amber? Like,
well, he even in one of the episodes when he was talking to Zach, he even said, like, I know how you feel, like missing that opportunity with Bliss. And I think he was referring to missing his opportunity with Amber.
Oh, because damn. He picked
Micah, and he's questioning, like, oh, well, fuck, maybe I had a better, stronger connection with Amber.
Even think about that.
Good catch.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole new twist to this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is wild.
Damn. Yeah, then Amber showing up would be wild. Oh God.
Yeah, I want to see what goes down.
Okay.
I am excited too. All right, speaking of going down. All right, so Josh goes and tries to talk to... No, not like that. It is late, so it's Haram Nerds time.
It's past 12, right?
Yeah. We're like the gremlins. Don't talk to us after midnight. Like, we're turning to gremlins. Oh, man. So Josh is down to talk to Jackie. A lot of the girls over there not vibing, but they're like, hey, can I talk to Jackie? And they left. They didn't seem very happy to see him.
Yeah.
No,
and I think Bliss
was happy.
Bliss kind of told him off a little bit, and she was not into him at all. So I wonder what they had to talk about. But Jackie decides to humor him. He's crazy drunk. And he starts talking shit about Marshall. He goes like, NBA boy was crying over every single girl. It's kind of just blowing up his spot because, you know, he was crying over her, but he's like, he did it for everybody. I don't know. And she laughed, though. She laughed when he called him NBA boy, which I thought was, I don't know, kind of gave me a weird vibe. Like, she and him are not on good terms for her to laugh at that. What were your thoughts about that interaction?
It could have been like, yes, they're not on good terms and she's laughing. Or then also, like, sometimes when I'm super uncomfortable,
yeah,
I'll just laugh at an inappropriate time just because I don't know what else to do. And, like, Josh also, when he talks, he's, like, the closest talker ever. And it's like, back the fuck up. Like, why are you, like, breathing on her face, getting this close? Even with Marshall, he was, like, this close. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So she might have just been, like, really uncomfortable.
I believe
that's
that.
True. Like, his little dangly earring was basically in her mouth.
Yes.
That's so gross.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know where that earring's been. Like, ew.
But here's the other rumor. They have been spotted at a baseball game together. So
I heard that too.
What?
Josh and Jackie.
Not good.
Not looking good for Marshall.
Not
yeah,
good.
Marshall fucked up, but I'm still not happy about this.
I don't know.
Did you see the TikTok rumor with, like, the group chat she had with her friends?
No, I didn't hear about that one. What is that one?
That, like, her friends screenshot these group chats of when she told Marshall to, like, be more aggressive, and apparently she was suggesting that he is gay. And that he has to see it through with him for TV time.
Oh, damn.
But I don't know, like, could those be fake screenshots? I don't know, but
it's
yeah,
hard to fake that.
Yeah, I know. I saw that shit too. I was like, oh no,
I don't know. That sucks, because, like, I hate the idea that any guy who's a little sensitive and a little soft
right.
and into poetry and stuff is automatically gay. Like,
right.
I hate that, right? Like, I like to go watch Broadway plays. That doesn't make me gay.
Yeah.
I just like Wicked. It's so good. I want to defy gravity. Come on. Mm-hmm.
It's actually one of my favorite songs of all time.
I love
so.
That. I love Wicked. It's so good.
So good.
Popular. This podcast about to get popular. No, I'm just kidding. you know how I got into Wicked? It was an episode of New Girl, and, like, Winston watches sings the soundtrack to Wicked, and I was like, yo, this song is a hit. This song is mm-hmm. a bop.
I actually got very lucky, because I found Defying Gravity as a cover song from a guy, and I was like, oh my god, this is great. I gotta watch this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was great. And then they just happened to be playing in Houston. I'm like, I'm gonna go see this. Great.
That's funny. Yeah. I made it my background song when I went to space and I did the zero gravity thing.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. We kind of lost track. What are we doing
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah. Back to NBA
yeah.
Boy.
The rumor.
I'm offended. I'm offended by NBA Boy. You know why? Right there.
You have an NBA?
Yeah, I do. Like, fuck you.
Sorry, Jazz. That's gonna be your next nickname for the next episode.
Yeah. NBA Boy.
AKA Mr. NBA Boy.
That's good.
Oh, man.
Whatever. I accept it.
Right. And that's where the episode left off. So, is there anything we didn't cover? Anything else that we missed?
No, that tracks.
Oh, yeah. Man. What are your thoughts about this season overall?
I think it's really fucking messy.
It is messy.
In a good way, though. Like, it's
in a
not,
good way. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's so different from the other seasons. Maybe because the other seasons focused on more of, like, the love and the connection. And this one just got right into the drama and the mess.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I appreciate that. It does bring in ratings and it's exciting. But I also, like, it was just so wholesome the other seasons.
Right.
I mean, minus finding out later that the guys were total scumbags. And but it felt more wholesome just because there wasn't, maybe it's like the mean girl cattiness that makes it feel that way. And we haven't had that yet until this season.
Have you all seen Love is Blind Japan?
No, yeah. I haven't, but I heard it's really wholesome.
It's extremely wholesome. So if you want to see more of that and like actual couples, yeah.
Yeah.
Love is Blind Japan. Highly recommend.
I heard they don't even kiss until like the last date.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, they don't even kiss until like the last episode.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a fairy tale.
Yeah, you're a fairy
I'll check that out. It is, so we'll see. But yeah, that was the whole episode. I'm excited to see the next one because the next one is the weddings. I think we get to see the weddings and the bachelor parties.
Yeah.
Bachelor party, I feel like, is going to be messy.
Oh, it's going to be.
I'm more excited for the bachelorette parties. Like.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I don't know what's going to happen with Irina. I don't expect her to steal Paul. I don't see that happening.
Oh, God,
at all.
No.
No.
Paul and Micah, I don't see happening. Kwame and Chelsea, I don't see happening. Brett and Tiffany, I'm rooting for with all my heart.
For sure, yeah.
My Ramadan prayers are going to them.
You do realize that this, you know, was filmed like a year ago, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Your prayers are not going toward anything here.
They can't be retroactive.
It's already happened.
Okay, fair.
Good point.
I'm kind of rooting for Zach and Bliss, too, though. I don't know. I mean, yeah, he picked her second, but, like, if they can get past that, I would root for them.
Yeah, because they did have a really, like, and that bizarre, like, was it the owl thing, the owl connection and the song? Yeah. Like, they had, like, a good connection, so I hope it worked out for them.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the song, people on TikTok were, like, the producers did him dirty because he was, like, here's a song that, like, I wrote for you. And people were, like, yo, he didn't write that song. He didn't write that song. He plagiarized it. It was all over TikTok. And then somehow he got the producers to give him the footage of it and uncut. And he goes, here's a song I wrote for you. It's not an original song. It's from this band, but I changed it to refer to you in the lyrics. So they made it look like he plagiarized the song, but I don't know. Somehow he got the footage.
He probably begged them for it. He's like, I'm getting so much shit online. Help me.
That's true. And he's a lawyer. Maybe he pushed some like legal stuff.
That's true. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Because if they do things out of context, it's defamation.
Yeah. I mean, he signed the contract. So like, maybe he amended it. Who knows?
Usually the contract says that they can
manipulate
it any way they want. But maybe like with all the online bullying and stuff, maybe Netflix is better about putting a stop to that.
Yeah, it depends on the narrative they want to use. They can't make him look like the underdog hero if he gets caught in this. They want to keep that narrative of him being a good guy. So they probably gave it to him so he could have that underdog, made a mistake, is a weirdo, got the hot girl, she forgave him. It's like a rom-com, man. It's a rom-com.
Yeah. And so I see it now. Like when you said that, like if it aligns with Netflix interest, then yeah, they would definitely just give it to him just to like keep the story up. So yeah, I see that now.
All right. So I don't know. This was a fun episode. Kipra, before we go, let people know where they can follow you, what you're doing, what's going on. So, you know, some of them might need some life coaching. Let them know where they can find you.
I'm on primarily Instagram. You can find me. My handle is just Kirpasudic. And then TikTok is the same. And yeah, if you guys need life coaching, hit me up, DM me.
That's right. Kipra is the best person to get life coaching because she went all the way to the end to The Bachelor and came out super unproblematic and had no issues. So if anyone's advice you should be taking, it should be hers.
Just a check. Did I type that correctly in the comment?
Yeah. Perfect. All right,
perfect. Yep.
Perfect. Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us. We'll definitely have you back next season. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Peace.
Boop.